The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own online business and take it from zero to 100K quickly without spending a buttload of money on paid marketing? That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonna Rai from Growth Boss, making it in America.
I think I may have just burst my bubble.
Wow, and you were really getting into it. You were really getting into the movie. Into the music, because I saw the moves that you were busting out as you were gearing up your line.
I think this needs to be a YouTube channel now. I feel like we can bring the heat visually as well.
And I wonder if it's because you now know how important our physiological movements are in getting our mindsets, our frame of minds, all of that into the right space. I'm putting it out there. Is that the reason why?
It's funny you say that, Deidre, because that is absolutely why. I know I've sort of let you down in the last couple of episodes with my fumbling on my lines, and I thought it's important to get into the right, not just frame of mind, but the frame of body.
Peak state.
It's important to get into peak state.
Yes. And this is actually perfect, because you actually segued really nicely into what we're talking about.
I'm in peak state.
And I want to know actually, why has your bubble been burst? Enlighten us.
Well, this is the reason I was thinking about it was, all jokes aside, other than wanting to rhyme, because that's the most important thing in life.
After alliteration is the rhyming.
That's right. Alliteration, rhyming, and then meaning is what life is about.
Guys, pro tip for copy. That's what it's about. Alliteration, rhyming, and then meaning.
So the reason I was thinking about it that way was, even as someone who's quite self-aware, and we talk about this all the time, and you working on your personal development, there are just moments that, I think we all have to watch ourselves, where hopefully we're not living in an echo chamber. Mm-hmm. And we do. We form walls. We live in our little bubbles. And, we need to, because there's no point trying to consume everything, and we need our own boundaries and things like that. But once in a while, when you take the time to pause, which is why, this week we've done that, you hear things or something kind of cuts through to you in a way that it does burst your bubble a little bit. It wakes you up. Mm-hmm. And maybe something you already knew, but you've heard with a new perspective. Or maybe it's something that you had never thought about. So for me, that's what this week has been about.
Yeah, awesome. And for anyone who doesn't know, obviously you probably wouldn't know. what Bonna's referring to is that we've actually, we're on day four actually, so we haven't even completed it, but we're doing the Unleash Your Power Within with Tony Robbins. So it's a 4-day event. And it's a virtual one, which has been really good because we've been able to get work done in between. That's not the point of the event. The point of the event is to turn up and play full out, is what they say, which has meant that our legs and our body feels really, really sore right now today.
Yes.
But it's been, I think, to your point, Bonna, it's not like anything that he's saying has been particularly earth-shattering or new for us, because I guess we've been on a journey of self-awareness and definitely working on ourselves for quite a while. But you're right, sometimes either you need the reminder, or it's that new perspective that he brings, or even the stories that he tells. So you hear the same thing, but in a different way, because he's now bringing it to life through his own experience, through his own stories, which I think is actually really powerful. And that's why I'm a huge fan of stories, really. But what are some things, I guess, that have been really enlightening for you, or that have burst your bubble? What are some things that maybe you've thought about before, you've been on the journey on, but he's kind of brought something up that's you've been like, oh man, yeah, got to do that.
For sure. And look, I think the first thing that we have to acknowledge, well, I have to acknowledge anyway, is, and those of you listening, if you had a bit of a reaction when we said Tony Robbins, I think that's the very first thing, because we have so many some probably correct conceptions and some misconceptions about what, you know, that whole rah-rah motivational movement is about. And look, not all of it's going to work for you. So there's been some sessions where I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. And so, but it's really about going, okay, breaking through those prejudices is first.
Yeah.
Just want to make that comment. But you put that aside and go, okay, well, forget about the name, forget about what you think about him as a person or whatever, and really get into the substance of what he's saying and why he is successful. So there were probably two. There was a lot actually. I've got my notebook here if you guys could see of just notes that I've just scribbled everywhere. But a couple stand out. And I think for me, one was the first thing I wrote down that he said. He said a lot of things, but it was the first time I felt compelled to pick up a pen and write it down. It was very simple. He said, belief is a poor substitute for experience.
Mm.
And it's so simple that you're like, I probably couldn't read this on some home decor thing somewhere, you know? But you sort of really think about it and you're like, wow, that is... It's really profound because obviously he's quite a profound man, but he's put that aside and you go, you listen to that and you're like, okay, how many of us do that to avoid doing something, you know?
Yeah.
Because we all have beliefs and there's a whole episode we can go into around what beliefs we have and why and which ones are, you know, serve us, which ones limit us. But regardless, we all have them.
Yeah.
And beliefs are, you know, they, a lot of the time, that's what we either stop ourselves from doing something or do something because of our beliefs. And we, the way we experience that experience is actually founded more by our beliefs than the actual thing.
And can you just give, for anyone who's listening, just in case they haven't sort of been on a similar journey, what are examples of beliefs that we might have?
So beliefs are, okay, so for example, I'll just use myself as an example because why not?
It is all about you after all.
So a belief that I have about, you know, for those who are listening, I'm 32 years old or turning 33 soon. And that's a really funny age because it's the kind of age that regardless of, that you can feel really young, but you can also feel really old. We joke a lot on this podcast about our bones creaking and feeling old. So that I could have a belief about myself where I want to do something like when we're coaching our clients and a lot of our clients are much older than us and technically have more life experience, I can go into that having a feeling of, or a belief, I should say, sorry, that I'm too young to be doing this. I'm too young to be the person that's instructing them or, you know, guiding them, right? Because I have a belief about what a coach looks like and maybe they're older, male, white, all of the things that I'm not.
Yeah.
I could also have a belief that I'm too old to do certain things. Perhaps if I'm thinking about if I want to have a kid later on, you know, am I too old? That's a belief that, you know, I've said it as a question, but I could very much be like, I'm too old to now do all of these other things when that may not be reality. So you can see how even just when it comes to our age, and I think that's, I just want to use that as a very simple one because depending on who you are and how you compare yourself to others and society standards about where you should be in life, you can have some pretty damaging self-beliefs about your age.
Mm, totally. Awesome. Okay, sorry, I cut you off because I just wanted to bring that to life a little bit. So how would you then – so we were talking about experiences, so back to that quote, and so that was a really good example of a belief. How would you now think about, based on what Tony said, about the importance of actually breaking those beliefs down and actually feeling them through experience rather than like what's your take on that?
Yeah, it's a it's a good – it's – I'm just trying to think about it. Yes, absolutely. Because experience is a word that's thrown around so much. Every time we talk about our favorite memories, we're like, that was a great experience and things like that, right? But we would say that we actually have very few, as humans, there's probably very few experiences we actually let the experience be what it is, which is why it's probably so memorable.
Mm.
We actually have experiences every day. But the problem is we experience them through our beliefs instead. So breaking it down, I think the first step is really even understanding what beliefs you do have.
Mm.
And that can be tough, especially if you've never done it before. I think we went into that exercise going, oh yeah,
I do this all the time. Yeah. Let me tell you about all the beliefs.
Here's my laundry list of beliefs that I know I already have.
Yes.
Would you like the short form or the long form? Or, you know, so that can be the very first step. But at the same time, you are more intuitive than you know. So you'll probably, if you sit yourself with yourself long enough, you'll be like, yes, I've got these beliefs. So then it's really breaking it down to go, okay, well, what is that an alternative? Like, you know, what is that actually true? And what actually has given evidence to that?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find that there's actually no evidence. It's just something that you've told yourself or someone else has told you.
Yeah.
And then once you're able to understand that, breaking it down is kind of going, a lot of the time it's just the opposite of what you think it is.
Mm.
And then letting yourself experience it is to say, okay, well, what if that alternate, let's just give myself some space and say, if the alternate was true, what would I do? And then when you go and do that thing, you find that it's actually quite liberating.
Yes.
Right. So very simply in the business that we're in, or even, you know, some of the strategy that we teach, it could be something as simple as, oh, I'm not good on camera. I don't know how to be on camera.
Yeah.
As soon as you do that, you basically hide behind your brand, your product, you know, whatever you're selling, you try to let the product sell it, because if it's good enough, it should sell.
Yeah.
And then that's another belief. And then you just stack all of these beliefs, and next minute you're not getting any sales, and you wonder why.
Yeah. And I think to add to that as well, the danger of beliefs is almost because we believe them so much, they do become a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So taking that example,
absolutely,
of I'm not good on camera, well, it's like, even if I pushed you and I was like, no, you are getting on camera and you are doing this now, you're going to show up and you're going to do terribly on camera. And then you're going to be like, look, Deidre, I told you.
I tried.
I'm bad on camera.
Yes.
And that's because your belief actually, you know, because we all want to be right. I think we might have spoken about this in another podcast. Like, as humans, we want to be proving ourselves right.
Yes.
So whenever we have a belief, we will find everything and we will do everything in our power to show that we are right in that belief.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really that's a really dangerous spiral to be in. That's what leads to a lot of unhappiness and, to be honest, like, unsuccessfulness.
Absolutely.
You know, because we do self-sabotage ourselves all the time, every day. And, you know, I'm talking about this like I don't. I completely do.
You know that to be true because you do it.
Exactly. I'll be the first one to say, you know, and I'll be very open about, you know, one of my biggest self-limiting beliefs is that I think that my potential is capped. I think that I, you know, it's the kind of true success, I just don't see that, like, in my, that's a belief that I have, is like, that's not going to happen for me. Because I've always been this, yes, I've been this overachiever, but with that overachieving, I've never actually felt like I've succeeded truly in the way that I view success, I guess. But that, maybe that's one thing. But so that's totally a self-limiting belief, is that I'm capped, right? So I need to work on myself, and it's a daily thing that I'm like, that this happens. And sometimes I fall back into that self-limiting belief without even knowing it. And then I have to, like, suddenly, and it is things like this, like a Tony Robbins event, where, again, no matter what, you know, anyone's feelings are towards him or not, like, he does say things, or, you know, hearing it in another way, and I'm like, oh, I'm doing that thing again. Like, I'm in that spot again that I told myself I would get out of. But it, because it's a constant, it's an act, right? It's not just a passive thing. It's,
yes,
you have to constantly be acting or actioning.
Yeah.
This
working it out every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where now it's like, okay, I'm going to make a commitment to myself to know that I can actually exceed my potential. So it's not that my potential is going to cap me even, or that I'm capped from even. So first is like my own belief is like, I'm capped from even fulfilling my potential, right?
Yes.
That's, and then, you know, to get past that, it's like, well, I can at least fulfill my potential.
Yes.
But now I'm like, no, I can actually exceed my potential. Like, I know this, like, I know I can.
Yeah.
It's just about now working out what are the actions that I'm going to do every day.
Yes.
To be able to do that.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing, because when you say, can I reach my potential? Am I capped out by my potential? That still says that someone is defining what your potential is.
Yeah.
And that's usually you. And that's a belief that your potential is limited to this. When really now what you're saying is, I can exceed my potential, is that you don't know what that looks like.
Yeah.
And that's you giving way to experience rather than belief.
Yes.
Because you're living in belief in your whatever belief system you formed around what your potential is. Can I even reach it? Can I live up to it? You know,
yeah,
I'm doing the inverted commas.
Yeah.
And then can I, you know, will it cap me?
Yes.
But really you're saying, what we're saying is, when you live into experience, which is the way you're living now, obviously it's an active pursuit.
Yeah.
There is no definition of potential. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's the experience.
Exactly.
And that's completely limitless. And this is where I know some people can turn off and be like, oh, boo, you know, that's really like woo-woo or whatever. But then again, that's another belief. That's a belief you have, yes, about, you know, motivational speakers. And again, you kind of just go, let it be the experience.
Yeah.
If you're hearing something, there's a reason why. Like, what can you take from that?
Yeah.
Forget about, or be aware of the beliefs that spring up. Like, do you get a weird reaction to it?
Yeah.
That's, and why?
That's a really good point. It's like, if you are getting a reaction to it, like, why are you getting a reaction to that? Mm. You know, because there's something there.
Exactly.
there's another belief there that you're holding on to, that maybe you should relook at, that maybe you should reframe.
Mm.
So I really love that. And I think, you know, part of that as well that, I've learned is, and I've kind of known this, but I guess I've never really put words to it, is when you're trying to then get yourself out of a belief, or you're trying to action towards, you know, the goal that you're looking towards really experiencing the things, you know, what does he say that you do, or like what can you do? And he does break it down into like the three key things, one of which is to model. Right, model someone who's already achieved what it is that you want. And this is actually really important, because a lot of times we kind of go like, yes, we want to get a mentor, we want to all those things. And sometimes it does, you know, and look, I'm going to be open here, like we're coaches, so obviously we would love to be helping more people. But with that comes a price tag, because again, that time, no one's time is free, least of all ours or yours. Mm. Like literally no one's time is free. So to expect that you can tap into, you know, other people who have been successful in some form for free is not realistic. Again, that might be another belief that you need to, yes, you might need to let go of.
And is it fair?
Exactly. Is it fair? So, you know, whether it's us or whether it's someone else, it doesn't really matter. But fundamentally, it's like, look at people who have achieved what it is that you want, because as he says, success leaves clues,
mm,
right? You know, like nothing on the experience that they've gone through themselves, where they've either had to pay for or with their money or their time, means that, you know, you can't, that is value. That's value, right? Yes. That's valuable. So how do you find someone who is already producing those results because they've put in the time and the effort and the money? How do you find someone and then tap into that so that it completely fast tracks your own growth, your own way from, what am I trying to say? How does it fast track your own experiences,
mm,
leveraging someone else's?
Yes.
That's really what you want to be doing. You want to be modeling, off someone else who's already achieved what you want. Okay. Mm. So whether that's us, whether that's someone else, just find someone that you can look up to and learn from.
Yeah.
And then you really have to immerse yourself in it, right? Like, you know, again, take away all of those self-limiting beliefs, because you'll probably go into some things and you're like, you know, I know that some people come into our program and that their major self-limiting beliefs are like, I don't know tech. I don't know technology. So that's, you know, major self-limiting belief, because technology is like anyone can learn it. I'm just going to be super honest. Anyone can learn it. Because yeah, it's, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know how to, you know, to use technology. So you have to immerse yourself into these things and break those, any beliefs, anything that you know is holding you back, any little thought that you have that's like somewhat stopping you from doing the thing that you're being told to do. You've got to look at it and you've got to work out why, first of all, and then you've got to find a way to let it go.
Mm.
Because you need to immerse yourself in the thing to be able to actually get the results that you're looking to achieve. And then hold yourself accountable. Like that's, you know,
that's a big one.
That's the last thing. And again, as I said, it's a daily practice, because it's not just holding yourself accountable to the actions. Yes, for sure. That's a big one, but it's also holding yourself accountable to not believing these things that you came in believing.
Yes.
And that's why I say, even for me, it's a daily practice. And sometimes I fall off the bandwagon because,
yes,
you know, like life happens, right? And we can't, but how do you make it a daily practice? How do you keep repeating it? How do you hold yourself accountable and continue to make measurable progress towards the thing that you're looking for? Whether that's, you know, a better, more successful business, whether that's a better relationship, whether that's, you know, self-development and growth, like whatever that is for you, you have to keep holding yourself accountable. Sorry, I know that was a total sidebar.
No, I love that. That was really important. And I think the only point I want to make on the holding yourself accountable, which is really important, is there's a difference between being kind to yourself, which you should be every day going, mm-hmm, through this process, and what Deidre said, life gets in the way. So acknowledge that. That's kindness to yourself and letting yourself off the hook, you know, going, oh, well, I did that because, you know, 10 other people decided they needed my time and now I have no time for myself and all of these excuses. So I think that's the thing about accountability.
Yeah.
That's really important to understand.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So I think, cool. I don't know, I feel like we need to do another episode on what else we've learned from this weekend.
There's been so much. Yeah. We've hardly scratched the surface, but I totally agree.
Okay, awesome. We'll do that next one. All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
We release new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so be sure to subscribe to the Making It podcast and leave us a review. And if you have any questions or feedback, please shoot me an email at deidre@thegrowthboss.com. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.